Welcome back.
Yeah!
What's good?
Hey, what's crackin'?
How you doing, family?
We are back. We are back like the coronavirus.
Yo.
Wow. Well, no, did the coronavirus even
leave? No, it what?
Exactly. Bigger. It never left. That's what I'm saying.
Like straight with the hot takes. So not even 30 seconds in.
Listen, wow. The streets missed us. You know, you know when you've been like off of the drugs for a while, you gotta come back in with like the good crack. You can't like.
So, if you want to send your summons to the Constitutional Court, who's speaking at the moment is Yo Man Don't Give a Damn,
aka the Suburban Papa Action, aka Kobe in the Crutch,
and his government Yolisa Manzi.
Okay,
Kobe in the Crutch.
Too soon. R.I.P. AKA hobbling my way into your hearts.
Hey now. I suspect your broken leg is part of your game now, eh?
Yeah.
I think it is. You're fetching some sympathy from these.
Sympathy, love.
That actually almost worked yesterday. That is a story we can get into later. And as per usual, I am joined by the illustrious squad.
Punani Boy.
Hey!
Oh, Punani Boy's back.
Also known as
6 foot Pulsa. Delicious.
Kenny Spice, Baked and Pulsa.
6 foot Delicious.
Le Grand Bain.
No, but you gotta say it properly.
Le Grand Bain. They're like, can I have one Le Grand Bain, please?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a meal, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, is it not?
Your favorite plant-based snack?
Fam. Yeah. Actually, I mean, it might be plant-based meal now.
Snack.
I mean, a big snack is a meal.
I don't know where you're going.
They should name a McDonald's burger after me. The
right?
Big snack.
The big yes! Right? AKA the big snack. I like where this is going.
We are also joined by another illustrious guest.
DIY Daddy.
Shemaine Dupri.
Yep.
AKA I drive my car up to your house and it goes.
Hey, my child is making nice noises.
And he's available for weddings.
Oh, no. Hell no. I'm not taking a car. Fuck that shit. Oh,
and God. Finally, we are joined by...
We have
Anonymous.
First episode of the year guest.
She's going our
favorite beef tomato.
Thanks, you guys.
Oh my God.
We have
sweet cheeks.
A conscious suburban housewife with us.
Oh yes.
An overly woke white woman.
Overly woke white woman, yes,
you know.
Yep. That could be your,
represent.
Also known as overly woke white woman. Yep. That's a handle.
I'll take it.
And that might come up later as to why. Why are we mentioning that?
So if y'all want to talk about turtles eating straws, please send your inquiries and messages to overly white woman. @gmail.com.
Overly woke white woman.
I'm asleep, so I skip.
Yo, you know, Instagram account for you.
I'm doing that.
And it's just gonna have like the mad complaints about shit. Only woke white women care about.
No, we should have that
the complaints
meme
to the manager.
We should have that meme. You know when it's like Piper Perry, like that tiny white porn star, and then she's surrounded by all black men.
Wow, guys.
That should be.
Wow. Welcome to today's episode of Blacked.
So we're back.
Since we've been gone, World War 3 almost started.
Since you've been gone.
Then it ended like in 2 weeks. And then the world was like, oh, you're not having a war? Here's some corona for your asses.
A lot has happened.
Not even the delicious one.
Fam. Mm-hmm. A lot has happened, you know?
Why is 2020 sending the Death Eaters out? Like, why is this the dark Harry Potter? Like, how did we land in that universe?
Man, Jesus,
do you remember how Harry Potter, like the first four? They were like, oh, fun and ding 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 ding. And then, when the start of the fifth one is like, alright, here's some real.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's some Death Eaters for you. Yeah.
Harry Potter hit puberty and got dark and
hard. I know.
He went through the angsty phase.
Wow, 2020 is not happy with us.
Can we chat how Corona is just judging all the people of color? Please.
That was hilarious. Let's start with coronavirus.
Yeah.
Because I need to find out why they named this virus after a beer.
Well, apparently the virus looks like a crown, and crown in Spanish is corona or corona. So.
Huh. That cannot possibly
look
be true.
Look at Sheldon. What?
Hey.
Okay.
Virus looks like a crown, and it's corona.
Okay.
Yeah, because the emblem of the beer is a crown as well.
You know what? Yeah. Guys, corona needs to cut us the check. They need to cut us the check.
Like, we haven't even introduced the alcohol.
I was about to say, exactly. You know what? We've been gone for so long, we like forgot why we don't know what
if you were the PR person of corona, how would you be feeling about this? Because this virus is offing a lot of people globally. Yeah. And people are like shutting down airports, cancelling sporting events. But the name of your beer is just being shouted out everywhere. It's corona.
That would be my advert. Like, a deserted city.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing shut down and, like, you know, they have, like, little news reports in the background about how, like, coronavirus is, like, ravaging the city, blah, blah, blah. And then just, like, someone, like, chilling by their pool on, like, one of those, like, lounge chairs.
Wow. And the corona just, like, you want to have. There you go.
Cut the chick.
Yeah.
The only company that could pull that off is Nando's. Mm. Nando's is brave enough. Like, have you seen their Monopoly ad? With, like, white privilege, the race car, black tax, and all that.
Yeah.
You haven't seen Monopoly.
I haven't seen the Monopoly. The last one I saw was the one with the chicken where they had, like, it's not hot, or it's hot. Or it was that one where they were playing off the race thing, and at the end, like, they're talking about, like, if you like chicken and stuff, and the black people are like, why do you think I like chicken? And then at the end of the ad, there's an Indian guy, and, like, they had, like, a hot one. But the Indian guy doesn't like the hot one. And they were like, and everyone just looks at him and he's like, what? Anyway.
No, this coronavirus is really bad and really, like, scars the whole world. And then corona slash to keep that corona is just going to remind everybody, yo, I lost family. Do those things.
Yeah, it's deep in the street. But, like, just speaking on the point that you brought up, like, I don't know, like, I have not done any fact-checking, but facts don't matter.
Facts don't matter.
Apparently, this coronavirus is swerving all the melanin.
Yeah.
It jumped India, jumped the whole continent of Africa,
yeah.
Which all other continents fit inside, and it was just like, we are going on that Caucasian tour. We're going to the Caucasus Mountains.
It's like, who is the most susceptible to Lou Gehrig's?
Yeah.
Where did Metallica tour? It's one of that tour.
It's actually, it's like, India was skipped, Africa was skipped, and South America so far has not been touched either. So, all your mulattoes to your dogs.
To be fair,
like, do you like Evanescence and Nickelback? Hold this. Hold that.
Hold my drink. Let me hold my Corona.
Guys, we are about to be the marketing team for Corona. Oh my goodness, they really need to cut us a check.
Anywho.
Anyway, what we're supposed to be doing is talking about alcohol.
We're drinking some stuff that came from the land of Corona.
Somewhere next door.
Next door, guys. Actually, like, let's not do the American thing. Like, oh my god, I've got a friend in Kenya. Do you know him? Like, no, I do not know him.
Philippines is... It's there.
6 9 nearby.
Drinking 10-year-old Don Papa rum.
We've been threatening. And so we finally decided, well, why not?
Yes.
And
aged in oak. 10-year.
Mm. Overly white.
Overly woke?
Overly woke white women and I are having ice lollies.
Hey.
Not
strawberry.
Just any ice lollies.
The strawberry flavored. The Woolworths assortment.
Deconstructed, reconstructed.
Yes.
Avocado. Right.
Anyway, you're saying the Don Papa,
But yeah, Don Papa 10 comes from the Philippines. I went to the place where they make the barrels. It's not that exciting, to be honest.
You gotta say it properly, though. It's Philippines.
It's the Philippines. It's the
Philippines. Okay, real facts. Asian people can't say, they can't say F. In Korea... Like, I went to this youth camp and it was IYF and they were like IY April. Oh, that's the F.
But isn't also like R's, R's are like L's?
R's, yes, and L's R's are like similar. L's
are like, and like,
that's what it means. He's the only one. Why do I
just keep it down?
Don't stop telling us that alcohol is addictive.
Our censorship nice. Lady is like, yo, listen.
Overly woke white woman, yes.
She's like, yo,
so,
listen.
This is for the crew out there. We've got an overly woke white woman to rein us in.
Yeah.
Just white. You got to pronounce the H.
White.
We were told sometimes we'd be getting wild, so we've got...
To rein us in.
Yeah, you're 30 seconds in. 30 seconds in now. I might remind you.
Listen, we had to try them out. But yes, it is dark. It smells delicious.
Apparently grown in... It's a sugarcane grown in volcanic soil. So it's...
Yes, there's like a little farm that they have. I mean, I don't know if that soil is volcanic, but...
It might just be like us. We wouldn't know.
There's just... It's a giant... They've got like a giant sugarcane plantation on one of the islands.
Mm.
That makes the sugar for like everybody.
Yeah.
And then they buy some sugar from there.
Oh, okay.
And then they have some yaks that you can actually ride. Some water buffalo, sorry. One of the two. They're really cool. We tried to ride one. They were not having it. Sugarcane is also very sharp. I did cut myself.
On sugarcane?
Yes.
Yeah.
You were just injured.
When, like, I was watching this one. It's I don't know what I was watching, but they were, I think they were talking about Haiti.
Mm.
And like the sugar that comes out of Haiti or what's Saint-Domingue?
Mm.
And like they have like shin guards, knee guards, and like
shit.
Wristbands, and they have so much protection. That shit is sharp.
It's like really sharp, and it's like the plant's not very. It doesn't bend the way it looks like it should bend. So it's just like ha, Santa,
got you
now.
So this thing we're having a just straight up with ice. Got some water just in case. And this thing is way too sweet for my life. It's like I'm drinking fucking golden syrup.
I don't know. It's not sweet. It is sweet. It's like very
sweet.
Who didn't hug you?
What do you mean?
That's what I keep wondering.
This stuff is delicious and nutritious.
Sweet. It's tasty, but it's sweet. It's like, sure, I can put those on pancakes.
This is a really cool, if you're like trying to start with whiskey, but it's a little too harsh for you. I feel like this is a really interesting way to get yourself into just drinking neat spirits.
It's like if you like pistachios, this is candy floss. No.
Yeah, rein yourself in.
Yeah.
Like, this is,
what
it's
are you doing?
Kind of, no.
It's rum. Like, no, rein yourself
in. It's rum, but what I mean is it's a good way to like get yourself used to drinking neat liquor. Because I think that's a lot of what
people
often struggle.
It is an easy neat liquor to drink.
Yeah.
But then don't be a pussy and just fucking drink some good neat liquor. I'm not saying it's not good, but why must I be tasting all the sugar in the world?
I like it. It's literally made from sugar, fam.
It's diabetes.
Don't be a pussy, you mean don't be delicious.
That's
and awesome. Flavorful.
Do you know something? Like, sometimes things are too sweet, guys.
Do you think koalas have three different types of flavors?
Koalas have three vaginas. These are facts brought to us by overly woke white
women. These are facts confirmed.
Yes. Also, another fact that came out of overly woke white women. Oh, actually, there's... Take a sip. Do you smell that? Do you taste that? That vanilla extract?
Mm.
Comes from a beaver's anus. The anal gland.
Somebody.
So is the vanilla not vegan then?
No.
Vanilla
extract
is not
extract.
Vegan.
It's
so
not vegan.
You get the twig,
yeah.
And then you get the extract.
Mm.
The extract is from somebody eating.
Who was the first guy who found out?
True.
And you know it's a guy.
Yeah,
you know it's Chad. This is Chad.
Touch your two fingers, touch the ass, touch your two fingers like. Yeah, this
is good.
Oh my
god, we got something here!
Like, you know.
Mazibuka!
Mazibuka!
Hey, Clamo!
Hey, taste this!
Bro, smell my finger!
smell it! Two fingers out of the
Yes, so that's what you missed out on these past few months, guys. We
like
talking about beavers.
What is beavers eating that they can develop this?
Yeah, but for reals, like who was the first person who found out the anal glands of a beaver's?
Mm.
tastes delicious and smells delicious. Even like scents, like vanilla scents. That's Beavis anus that we're getting.
You know it must have been the Chinese one. They're eating pangolins that they got this corona. They must have been eating the beaver like, dessert with the meal.
Oh,
they must have been
eating.
Remy Le Roux is not saying home.
You want Remy? You don't need to do that.
Oh my gosh, bring the beaver anus on his
Was this like, these pancakes are bland?
He hit him with the salt.
Pussy! Yeah, pussy!
And while this guy was eating the beaver out, what was the beaver doing? Was the beaver like, I'll allow it.
Can you imagine the beavers? He's just like, hey man, I know what you're doing down there, but it's nice.
Are they killing the whole beaver to get the gland, or like, oh, let the beaver fart on this thing?
Those beavers are alive.
No, you gotta
happy.
Press the gland.
Someone's smoking.
So this gland is like the prostate of the beaver.
Yes, he's got it.
You gotta put your fingers up a beaver's ass.
So I don't know how far up that is.
I'm telling you now, that beaver's not chill, but when this happens,
beaver's
having
the time of his life. What
is the beaver
having
the time of his life? So you're telling me, like, there's a beaver getting fingered right now, having the time of his life, because his prostate is
in.
You gotta relax the beaver, put on some Kenny G in the background. Light some candles.
Oh my god.
Barry, what? Hey girl.
Oh my god.
What do you want?
I really want to meet the person whose job is professional beaver fingering.
You know, there are professional like guys who have to,
beavers.
Who have to like masturbate horses and bulls.
Yeah, and you have a wild ass job.
That's not
the
beaver.
That is, what are your performance requirements?
She asked a very good question. What's again?
Would you rather do the horse thing, the horse ejaculation milking, or a beaver's anus?
I'm definitely milking the beaver.
Yeah. Yes, same.
I'm
yeah.
Definitely milking the beaver.
Also, the horse, I don't know, can be restrained. Maybe the beaver's also restrained, because if the beaver doesn't like it,
then you just gotta get your technique right.
Yo, bite the fuck out of you.
Listen, you just gotta get your technique right.
Your stroke game. Yeah. You need to know where to hook the fingers.
People's like,
brain rocket. Yeah. Brain rocket. I think a beaver will allow it if you service it as well. Like, not only anus, like, just be like, yo,
so
hold that.
The whole thing, you know, people who bake, they buy that big-ass bottle of vanilla extract. It's like big black liquid in like a 500ml bottle. It's all of that stuff.
No, it's not only the anal gland of a beaver. There are other
multiple
sources.
Things.
There are multiple sources, yeah. But...
One how much must you have to wank a beaver
to get
the required amount of vanilla extract?
Like,
there are some beavers just chilling like, yo, I am spent.
There are some beavers are like, yo, humans are wild.
Yeah.
There's some wild boys out there.
You think like those beavers are so used to it that come clock in time, they already they're popping their bags.
They
look
like,
up!
They're like, hey.
Expert level.
Hey Jerome. Hey Romy Rome.
One beaver has a fight at home and then goes in, clocks in for a double shift.
Bitch, why don't you eat my asshole like Jerome eats it?
Yo. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
So that's conversation.
So next time you're baking and you add some vanilla extract, just understand that's out of the anal gland of a bean.
Just know that there's you've made a beaver very happy.
Yes. you're
doing the multiple.
You know, sexual health is still health, so it's like conservation almost.
Exactly.
Wow.
I mean, these is facts. These are big facts.
So I just put like some water in my beaver anus juice, and it's actually a lot better with a bit of water in.
I like it how it is. I like it just the way it is. Okay, what else has been happening in 2020 other than masturbating
beavers? Oh my god, way too much. Oh, Man City got banned from UEFA Champions League for 2 fucking years. Might get banned from Euro, might get banned, they might get relegated from the Premier League.
Ooh, they might get, no one's relegating.
Now the problem is they take you to court, and now these boys have papers against Liverpool as well.
Oh.
So if they does go to court and they do an appeal and it comes out that Liverpool did the same stunts, then I don't know what's going to happen. Liverpool might get the UEFA Champions League title stripped away from them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Everyone is doing this. Also, football's too corrupt. Like, at some point, people are going to be like, ayo, fam, listen, hold this chain.
They're complaining like, oh, no, we, like, Pep, I used to do this at Barca. It was fine in Spain, but now I can't do it. I'm like, dude, it's UEFA Champions League. You've been doing cut problem a long time ago.
Yeah, it's like when the FBI went off to Sepp Blatter, and he was just like, don't worry. I'll investigate. You're like, I'll look into it.
Like, I'll get to the bottom of this.
I'll get to the books. Let me look at the books.
I'll send the report to you.
Yeah.
Maybe just go speak to some people.
On the topic of sports, guys, I'm still entirely
shocked.
Shell shocked. I'm hurt.
Shook.
I'm shook.
The bomb squad was fired.
At fam.
How are you going to lose in Black History Month?
Fam.
And get, like, annihilated. And
when
then,
you wore the
and
black
then,
his, and then blame
and then
the Black
blame
History Month outfit.
Your flamboyant outfit
you wore,
for your
you
loss.
Wore a jewel-encrusted Black Panther suit. Better than what Marvel could
so
do.
So for you who don't understand what's happening, there was a heavyweight title boxing bout where Deontay Wilder, carrying the hopes of every black man on earth, was fighting Tyson Fury. Let's not make this a racial thing, but it was Black History Month, and
Karen
he did make a scene. He made a scene. And the first fight ended in a draw.
Yeah.
And he dropped Tyson Fury twice.
Yeah.
Tyson Fury came back, not ripped, not skinnier, but fatter.
Yeah.
So the moral of the story is six packs are not good for you.
Guys, we can't keep losing.
If you want to hit the canvas, get the ripped abs, get the glistening muscles. I'm not scared of The Rock anymore. Bring him and his glass jaw.
You gotta watch out for Jack Black now.
Hey?
Anthony Ruiz?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Anthony Ruiz. The beat up hot water bottle dropped Adonis in Anthony Joshua.
The beat up hot water.
Joshua came back
and
looking
now,
like he had diabetes, and then beat Ruiz.
Tyson Fury looking like the Michelin man drops Deontay Wilder, and Deontay Wilder looked like a Greek god.
Fury picked up weight, but he was looking better.
Look, he was looking better, but he was fatter.
He went from Joko to Five Roses as a teabag.
Yeah, he wasn't. I think he looked
still shaped like a teabag.
Listen,
yeah,
we're not putting
like
him on the like the center page of like
no, hell no.
Calvin Klein. Like
no,
we're not
yeah,
putting
no,
he's
no,
like
no,
he's
no.
like
the Gypsy King.
Yeah, this is exactly what I'm like. So if you want to hit the canvas, just get a six pack. You're gonna get knocked the fuck out.
What kills me is that if you watch the fight, yes, Tyson Fury fucked Wilder up. Like that there was no excuse, and then Wilder came out and like, yo, the suit that I chose to wear.
My flamboyant costume that I chose to wear to walk to the ring.
This dude was over 100 kgs of pure muscle, couldn't carry 20 kgs of weight about 30 meters. Lies.
Also, you wore it. Like, it doesn't matter. You picked the outfit.
And he had a dress rehearsal. He knew how heavy this motherfucker was.
Nah, this can't be.
That was, you know, sometimes you just gotta take your elbow.
So anyway, I was watching boxing commentary and I was listening to Teddy Atlas. And so Teddy Atlas has like a lot of controversial things like to say about. He did predict Deontay Wilder to win, but throughout Deontay Wilder's career, he's like, Deontay Wilder can't fight. And what was one of the things that I said to you, Yoles?
Mm.
I was just like, I hate his fighting style. It's just, he's a brawler.
Yeah.
And where he pulls his punches from, they telegraphed. He doesn't have the boxing acumen. And this is what Teddy Atlas was saying. He was like, he relied too much on the hammer of his fist.
Mm.
So he relied like, I don't know how to box, but I keep knocking guys. He's got, what, 41 knockouts
before this,
in 42 bouts.
Yeah.
That is a crazy stat. But this is the thing, is when you become too reliant on one skill set and you actually can't fight,
yeah.
So Tyson Fury in the first bout where they drew, where he got dropped twice, he was using the angles. He was moving on the angles, but he still got caught and got dropped.
Mm.
But now, what he did, in order to punch a haymaker or a power punch, you need your feet planted. So what he did? He just pushed Deontay Wilder back. Watch the fight. He just kept pushing him back. Pushing him back. So every time he tried to come with a haymaker, he's moving backwards. So he would... Remember in the first two rounds, we're like, oh shit, he landed. There was no power behind those punches because he had no stability. He had no foundation to plant the punch from.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that Teddy Atlas said, in the first fight, when he dropped Fury twice, in his head, Fury wasn't supposed to get up.
Yeah.
Do you remember the shock on his face when Fury got up?
They might as
well. When Wilder got up.
Yeah.
Oh no, Fury got up. Sorry. When Fury got up, he was just like, why is this guy alive?
They should switch off the lights and play the Undertaker music. Because he got up. No,
here's Teddy Atlas's point. We kept talking about Tyson Fury's weight gain for the second bout.
Mm.
What we don't know is Deontay Wilder also put on weight.
Mm.
He put on muscle and he put on more weight. Respectively than Tyson Fury.
Mm.
So he put on more weight. It's just he put it on in an athletic way. So he looked like a Greek god. So we didn't notice that he put on more weight.
Mm.
But he did.
Mm.
And the reason why he put on more weight was that first fight. He was just like, dude, I gave this guy my best punch and he rose from the dead like the Undertaker. Yeah.
Oh, so you worked like, I need to hit him hard.
So no, it scared him.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If you look at like the post Matt, the pre-match interviews. Tyson, no. Deontay Wilder is scared as shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried to do the Muhammad Ali thing of like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck you up, talk smack, blah, blah, blah. This guy was worried.
Mm-hmm.
He knew his best asset wasn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And now, the other thing that made me laugh about this whole thing is, I feel like as fighters, maybe we need to lose some of the bravado, not we, because I'm be doing that shit. I'm already tapped out by medical aid at this point. But, like, okay, I get why he's mad at his corner, but also, they kind of saved his life.
Yo, he was done. He was done.
Like, they kind of saved his life.
He was done.
The guy
who
threw in the towel, he got fired.
Yeah, I heard
I don't think they should have fired him because Wilder was done two rounds before the towel was thrown in.
Three, fam.
Yeah, he was done.
From the first knockout, he was done. Did you see how his legs were jelly?
His legs were done.
And you kept pissing Steven off. You're like, he's done. He's like, shut up, man. Shut up, man. He's still in the fight. I was like, look at his legs. My nigga's doing the crip walk. He's doing the Harlem Shake.
I was doing the Toilette Fam. There was a point where...
He was doing the Roomba.
Where Wilder came through with one or two combinations. None of it landed. But... It looked like, okay, maybe if you chill a little bit, you can regain some stamina here. And then he got caught again and again and again. And it's
selfishly,
like,
I just wanted that fight to go on. Because it was something spectacular.
It was wild to watch. But had that got on, your man was definitely getting CTE.
Dude was beating.
Absolutely.
You know, it's
CTE.
Rare. We watch a lot of fights. It is so rare for somebody to bleed from the ear. Not a cut on the ear, but inside your ear.
It is a cut inside the ear.
Yeah. It's very rare.
But why do you have to do this to us in Black History Month?
Fam.
We had so
wait, like,
much
three
proud.
More days.
We were proud.
Like, just 1 week.
We're just like...
Also,
like, as black people were claiming Joaquin Phoenix. Like, he's ours. It's okay. In the racial drought, we're taking Joaquin Phoenix. He's ours.
That's because, you know
and,
what?
You know, and they fought in the moment. It's not like they fought in Manchester, so they must have fallen really hard. Fight in your home,
fam, and Fury
home
was
getting caught like that.
And Fury was so like still put together after fighting. He was out here busy singing, doing idols.
Also,
how are you gonna let a man beat you and then sing a ballad? He should have started that fight again.
Fam, like,
best
eight,
moment of the fight
eight.
When Wilder's beating from the ear, Tyson brings him in and licks it.
That's nasty.
That's nasty.
That
but
nasty.
They're like, I want to taste your blood, and then they let him go. Like,
white people, fam. White people, white.
Speaking of, I sent a clip to you guys.
Oh my god!
Earlier yesterday, of a TV show where a white woman shared her glass of wine with her little lab poodle.
Can I tell you how French amazing poodle that show is? Oh my god.
Never mind the show. Can we delve into the relationship between white people and their dogs?
Stop licking your dogs. Like, stop it, guys. Like, seriously, it's nasty.
Bobby, don't let Bobby sleep in the bed.
Dogs eat their own shit.
Why are you sharing ice cream with your dog?
Dogs lick their own balls. And now your tongue is there as well. You might as well lick your dog's balls.
Might as well.
You might as well fucking well. Might as well.
And this is when ugly woke white woman. This is what you answer.
I really don't want to have to weigh in on this topic. I do lick
your dog's balls.
Yes, Shemaine, how do you know? No.
I knew it.
Yeah. I don't see a problem with having the dogs in the bed.
I need to discuss that.
Oh, they
yeah, this is coming. Okay.
Let's start at point A.
Okay.
The dog is in the house.
Yes.
How big is this dog?
Any dog.
I prefer bigger dogs.
So it's a big dog in the house.
Yeah.
Are the doors closed? Was the door accidentally open and you ran in the house, or is this like a conscious let the dog in the house?
No, the dog's allowed in the house. The dog's part of the family more than.
I would not. Wait. When you're skipping for the family, it's dinner time.
Mm-hmm.
Here's playful. Here's a playful Bobby.
Bobby.
So do you skip Bobby's food on the plates that humans use?
No.
And guests.
Not
but
house,
I see.
I'm sure
I've gone to a white person's house and like we're sharing crockery and cutlery.
Dude.
I've seen people skipping dog food on plates that was once used by a human.
I was introduced to
and put it on the floor, and it's just like, but no.
No, stop it.
Just
because that could have been your plate the day before.
Yes! Yeah,
it's getting washed.
You see, this is the point of when it's getting washed.
That's still the problem. Like, is this not...
Bono,
yeah, okay,
I saw a dude. I was introduced to a father. This dude had his dog in his arm and a bowl of ice cream in front of the dog. And he was eating from the teaspoon and the bowl of ice cream while I'm talking to him. And he takes a teaspoon, gives it to the dog. Same teaspoon, back in the ice cream for himself. Back to the
That's not okay.
That's why people taking that
that's
relationship.
Do you see why black people are important in your guys' life? We need to rein you in. Like also.
So wait, when the dog climbs into the bed, what happens?
In what sense? Like
just what the dog is now in the bed.
It seems.
No,
what
it's
is
more
it
like
doing?
I want to. It's more like on the bed. Let's say on the bed instead of in the bed.
Yeah.
The dog is on the bed.
Doing what?
No, but I've seen situations where the dog is actually in the fucking sheets.
Sure, that happens.
I've seen that too.
That happens.
I have seen a very disturbing movie.
I'm not allowing
my dog
to
step in my bed.
I won't allow a human being, whether you're walking barefoot or not. I will not allow a human being to jump into my bed before you go wash. That's the thing. The dog is going to be running outside the whole fucking day and then just pop through. Fuck that shit.
Wait,
dude.
The dog is getting like some dog trim out there.
Yes. Don't come into my Egyptian 1,000-thread count sheets with dirty feet. Damn you, you Satan. No.
That is wild.
No.
Okay, so this dog is now in the bed.
On the bed?
On the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Just...
No, I mean, they go to sleep. And also, not all dogs breathe like that.
Has the dog brushed his teeth?
Why does it sleep
that's
on the bed?
Weird.
Has the dog washed its feet?
Do your dogs have insurance?
No, not mine personally, but there is a
thing. Does your dog have a therapist? Or a mistress?
I know.
Mine personally.
No, why is that a thing
wait,
with
why
white
it,
people?
Wait,
no,
why
white people would do that.
Wait,
that's,
wait,
that's,
wait.
That's
wait,
a different thing.
What is a dog therapist?
No, that's not
a real thing.
We had a dog that was seriously depressed. This dog, no, you're not.
Oh my god.
You had to see this thing. This
I don't
dog
understand
oh
what you
was
god.
Just the personification of misery. She was given
how
to us, her
dog?
Owners left.
This dog
was it like the depressed robot on the thing about Galaxy Mustang?
Oh, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yes!
Yes.
Was it like
yes.
a depressed robot?
Exactly that.
That robot was not depressed. That dog was not depressed. That dog was just a real one. It knew
it
about
real
the world.
It knew about
the
streets.
The struggle.
Yeah.
It knew about the streets. It's just being real.
How do you know
this
dog is what is it? You take it to a dog therapist. That's how you know.
Because it paints its room black. Starts listening to Slipknot.
Okay, wait. I now actually want to understand this for my own learning. What does a depressed dog do? How do you know it's
very
depressed?
Little. That's the thing.
It's just a lazy ass dog.
No, its tail was between its leg. It's just, it looked like all the joy was taken out of it.
Just because a dog doesn't like you doesn't mean it was depressed.
Don't you assume shit.
I'm just
that
saying.
That dog loved me by the time it died, okay? I had it put down because it kept getting into fights with the other dog.
It was just a real one. It was just a hard ass nigga.
Stop taking this nasty dog, putting him in the first
like. Is this like, you know when your kids are going through problems and they start fighting at school? The dog was doing the same thing.
Like, putting pranks with the dog teachers.
Okay. So this depressed dog then climbed into the bed.
That particular dog did not sleep on the bed.
Oh, okay.
Maybe she that's why.
Is that why she was
depressed? That's why she was depressed. Like, all the other fucking animals is in the bed.
Yeah.
I must not chill out.
She would have been allowed on the bed,
was this
had
a,
she
a
asked.
Black dog?
No.
Wait. So then, you book the sad dog for therapy.
We did not book this dog for therapy.
It booked
itself. But doggy therapy is a thing.
Okay.
The point of my depressed dog was that dogs can get depressed and sometimes they need therapists. And there are lots of white people that feel that it is absolutely okay.
How come this
only
happens
to... I
want to
be a dog therapist.
How come this
that
only happens
amazing.
To...
What do? You just... Bobby, stick, go!
And then you watch how it plays.
And you feed it bobtail.
Honestly, just carry some biltong in your pocket. Don't tell anybody. That dog will be happy as fuck.
What?
Biltong in your pocket.
Yeah. Shh. Oh, that... What's the dog vegan?
Probably not.
Here we are. That's it. Got it. It's a vegan dog. It's eating tofu.
I have canines, motherfucker.
It's eating mushrooms. Like, vegan biltong. It's just like, what
also,
are these?
Also, can I ask
you
this question? And this I've noticed. My family's always had a ton of dogs. Everybody has dogs. A lot of dogs. My mother right now has 4 dogs. Never in our history of owning dogs throughout my life, I'm now 30.
Are they depressed?
There's never been a depressed dog. How does this only happen to white people? What are you guys doing to your dogs?
I told you, we did not break this dog. This dog was given to us broken.
From a white family?
Yes.
Point.
Yes. I don't know what those people
case
did. Case
point.
Case point.
Yeah. No,
okay,
I mean, white people and their dogs, it's definitely a bit of an unhealthy relationship in a lot of circumstances.
Oh, tell us your research.
Yeah.
You did a little research.
You can't say it like that. It's amazing to think of it, but... No, you discuss the research. I'll chime in.
I don't... Do you remember the act? I don't remember the action points of the research.
Okay, what's the title
was
of this research?
Was this about the three vaginas?
No,
it's
the relationship with white people and dogs.
Oh.
And it was... And specifically white women, you were talking about the
companionship. But there was a companionship issue. And that's why I personally think that rich white women have weird relationships with dogs because they lack
companionship.
Yeah,
pretty
much.
Shout out to rich white ladies. I will be your companion.
I don't believe in reincarnation, but if reincarnation is a thing, if I could come back as a white person's dog,
oh, you'd be killing me.
I'd be pressed. I'd be just pressed as a motherfucker.
Yo, fam.
Eating ice cream.
My friend Jared. His mom's dog. It was like one of those rat dogs. It was like, you know, they look like Dobermans, but they're the size of
Chihuahuas.
Is it a Chihuahua?
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. And it was limping, but I don't know if it was just like trying to garner sympathy or something like that. They took this dog for a 12,000 rand CAT scan.
No, they didn't.
Facts, guys.
I mean, that joke is quite funny. I just want to say...
Real life! Real life! Real life!
That is also
a
real
dog
good
cat
dad
scan.
Joke. That's a great dog
Wow, guys.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So dumb. Anyway, they took this dog for a 12,000 rand scan.
To do... What are they looking
for? And there was
for?
Nothing wrong with the dog.
Dog
did that.
12k later.
And that's why doggy insurance is a thing.
And also, how is doggy things more expensive, I want to say pound for pound, than human things?
puns. You guys
the puns
are
giving me. I like it.
You can vaccinate 3 kids for the price of that 1 dog.
White people, man.
That is amazing. I would love to tell my grandmother about a depressed dog.
I'm telling you now, gassy dogs like that to have to find their own food never get depressed.
Yes,
they do play with all the kids though, and give them all like rabies.
That's fine. Does it make you stronger?
Rabies makes you stronger?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, apparently I have asthma because my parents didn't have pets.
That could be
so
a thing.
So Netflix was trying to lie to me.
That could be a thing.
I was watching this this TV series named Babies.
Yeah.
And it's just like how babies' brain function, how they wean off food and this and that. And they were talking about like autoimmune diseases, and they were like, if your house is too sterile, you will develop asthma. I was just like, thanks, mom, for making me a clean house.
So they did a study, and I watched, it's not that documentary, I watched another documentary, and they did a study over like three different generations, and they showed that kids who, even though now they live in the city, kids who grew up from the ages of, by the time they were born up until the age of 4, if they grew up in like close to the farm or close to farmlands or close to cattle or close to animals, and then they move to the city when they like post 4 years old, they're less likely by like 80% to be allergic to things, to have asthma, to be affected by smog and pollution and all of those things.
To have depressed dogs.
And then they have depressed dogs. You have to fuck them up.
But that's also because like,
you build up, I think you build up like from your exposure.
Yeah, well, because you're also
so
in
when
the
you
farm,
have a
like,
child, you're not supposed to clean
anything. Like,
no,
don't do that. I was in school with this white kid. It was the grossest thing in hostel. I remember he used to not shower for like the week, and we had to start forcing him into the shower. Like, also, he wouldn't shower and he wouldn't do his laundry. And we're like, fam.
That's a kid that I would be.
Fam,
I'd
like, what are you doing? Like, and I remember.
I'd beat you and fuck it, about throwing you in there myself. The fucking expose us to shit like that.
Like, 2 weeks into our matric year, we put him in the shower.
Yeah.
Can I guess his race?
Let's play the race guessing game. Do 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 do.
Damn. Sorry. I
had to add a little something there. We don't even need to guess now. We know.
I'll ask you a question.
Okay.
Four. 20 points.
25 points. What race was the kid who had to be forced to shower?
Can I call a friend?
Yes.
Call Taylor Swift. Chill now. Yo.
Shemaine Dupree in the place to be.
What a do.
What a do, baby.
How you been, fam? How's it going? I fuck yourself like
this. Okay. So, I need to call a friend. I need to guess the race of someone who didn't wash for a week and wouldn't do laundry. Can you help me?
I'm angry at you that you wasted this motherfucking moment. You know the answer. Whites. Click.
Click. We're done here.
Is that your final answer?
White people.
You are bing bing correct.
Wow. Do, 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 what is his name? Mark. Matthew.
Nickad.
Oh. Nicky.
Nicky. Nicky.
Is it like Nicholas?
I assume as
no, much. He was angry with his parents for giving
Nicky Groot Boom Groot something.
Nicholas.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
Wow.
That was Groot something.
They wanted you guys to know he's Afrikaans.
Yeah, it was gross.
And yet, the Groot stank.
To be honest with you, I experienced something very similar in basic training. So I was there for about 8 months in Pinas Rafir with the Air Force. And guys, you can't be showering once in 3 days. We're running in mud like almost every day. We're sweating our asses out. We're eating the shittiest food on this planet. We're literally there to survive. And you come back to base, take off your clothes, and then you're in bed immediately after having sweat crystals on all of your orifices. No, guys. White guys, come on.
Please
come on.
That word. Please say
come
that.
On.
I got turned on by the word. Please say
sweat
it.
Crystals. Sweat crystals
it's like
in all your orifices.
That is
a Mufasa.
All right, we actually need to tell the people how you got this cast in your leg.
Oh yes, by the way,
we were in Cape Town doing the Cape Town debrief. Yeah, the Cape Town debrief.
Mm-hmm. Who wants to take this one?
We were in Cape Town because we got tickets to watch the Roger Federer, Rafa Nadal tennis. Good job. Very nice. It was a very nice event. Well planned. It was very entertaining. Everything just went off quite nicely.
Yeah.
But someone got us into the special entrance for some reason.
Special needs entrance. I was looking out for us because I didn't want us to stand in the sun.
Okay, now the truth. Give us a touch of the truth, please, as to why you fucked yourself up.
The day before
Thursday, yeah.
Yes, the Thursday. So you guys got there first, mm-hmm. and then I arrived, and then you know there's excitement. We're in Cape Town. It's exciting. It's like, hey. So we started some day drinking. Because nothing bad ever happens. Nothing bad ever happens when you day drink.
Naturally.
And then we were like, let's hit the club.
The streets. Let's hit the roads. And someone took it literally.
This was early. The sun was still out.
Yes. I mean the sun was down.
I mean the sun does set at like 9 o'clock in the
evening. So I wasn't quite sure what time it was. But load shedding means going downstairs. And then we got to the first floor.
No, explain it properly. We're on the sixth floor. And it's not load shedding. Let's not fall into that euphemism. It's power failures. So, onset power failures by the government.
Mm.
And the lift stops working. So, we have to walk from the sixth floor down to the ground floor to exit the building, as humans do. Like our desert dwelling ancestors, we walk.
Yes.
Someone decided to fly.
I believed I could fly.
Oh god.
I believed I could touch the sky.
I'm still hurt by it. Okay, so am I. Dorset the scene as to our environment,
mm-hmm.
and our circumstances. Now tell us your mindset.
So I was in a very, very good mood. I was in a very jolly mood. I had my Usher sunglasses on.
Usher.
A pair of very deliciously tight jeans on.
You did it.
this jeans.
Your business were in the streets.
My shoes were clean.
For once.
Like, I'm saying that so that the streets know. Like, if you've ever seen with clean shoes,
your jeans
you know
so
something
tight.
Is happening.
Your jeans were so tight. If you needed a poo, people behind you would be able to see that you. That you buried dog.
It's a bit rough.
That's how tight these jeans were.
It's a bit rough. Mm-hmm. Anywho, so
like
we walk down the stairs, recycling down from the sixth floor. We land up on the first floor, and we still need just one more flight of stairs. We were almost there, in y'all's excitement.
Esh.
Then we run into some kids. Those motherfucking kids.
Esh.
And yours is in front of us. And he starts talking to these kids. We're like, nope, I'm not here for these kids. I'm here for the streets. Let's hit the streets. Anyway, yours goes from first in line to last in line.
But he tells us something.
I missed that. See, that
no,
I missed
that.
I saw this awning and there was a hole in it. And in my mind, I've seen movies where this happens. And you jump through the thing and it looks cool. So I'm like, I think Shum would work, but I was like, "Hey, Shum, come, let's jump down there." Shum, in his infinite wisdom, ignores that completely. Just keeps walking. So I'm like, "All right, well, I guess I'm on my own," and I begin to make my way over to the other side of like the railing.
And lo and fucking behold, you got a warning.
Yeah,
from the youth.
The youth, all the kids
were like, "Sir, don't do this."
From the ages 4 to 8.
No, really, sir.
The kids really call me.
Yeah, that's literally what they said.
What are you doing? Sir, please don't.
I think earlier that year they lost a friend. They were like, "Sir, we know how the story ends. Please don't do this."
And we partially so we couldn't see. We heard the commotion, but we thought
we are on the ground floor. All we hear is. That's all you heard. Boom.
You also was jumping one floor. You ended up jumping two by mistake. So,
I sent Sherman up to go find Yulisa. And then there's no progress. So then I go up to find Yulisa. Sherman's disappeared. Don't know where he is. Then when I find you, Lisa, it looks like you're in the pigeon coop. So you know where Mike Tyson keeps his pigeons? I unlock the latch and I open the door, and there you are with the pigeons crawling around
that was
in the pigeon coop.
Because like, that was happening. Like, I landed and it was really sore, and I was like, how do I get out of here?
I heard you mumbling that. You're like, how do I get out of here? Yeah.
So, I believed it was a sprain because, you know what, I'm strong. And I felt like, you know.
Dude is limping and dude is moaning in his drunk state. And I've seen this before. I've seen people do this before. And I recognize this is more than just a sprain, guy. This I was like, you definitely either broke or fractured something. But you were fighting us.
Listen, I thought, give me some ice and a beer.
Let me taste that.
I'll be good to go.
So,
and it turns out I wasn't.
Exit the building, man's still limping. And was still walking on his fucking broken ankle. We're not realizing it's broken. And he's like, nah, I just need a beer. And then I'm looking at him like, nah, fuck this thing. Let me test this.
So the day Ulisa doesn't drink his alcohol, you know, man, hurts.
No, but I tested him on the walk. Like, we just left the apartment.
No, but that was also sadistic. Why are you ankle tapping someone with a broken ankle? I knew it was broken from the get. Why are you ankle tapping him?
No, to confirm. It was confirmation.
You know what also confirms broken ankles? X-rays.
Who was gonna look? Because he was fighting us. He was like, no, it's just sprain, I'm like, alright, let's see this sprain.
These are my friends.
What do you mean? I took care of you.
No, I agree, I'm just saying.
I didn't ankle tap you. I didn't swipe you from underneath.
So as he's saying, guys, don't worry, I'm good. This is just a sprain. I ankle tap him. Dude stops
and collapses
and almost faints immediately.
No, he did faint. He fainted.
I had to catch him with air.
We had to catch him. Yeah.
Like, yo,
wake up,
Vulgar.
Also, it's like 27 degrees outside. Yeah. He's shaking like a gypsy with a mortgage. Bam.
Oh,
he's sweating like a bag of cats at a greyhound.
Sweating. So he walks well with our help. We walk all the way up.
No, we carried him. Did not walk for shit.
No, I
get
was,
up
I
the stairs, sits down. We have some drinks.
Also, we then went to the place with all the stairs.
No, right?
Two stairs.
If you're stupid, you must suffer.
Yeah.
Lisa, think on your
listen,
choices.
I wasn't moving by my own power anymore. So this wasn't a stress for me.
Also, that place had baddies.
Yeah, in Ulysses' broken state, he decides, no, I want to walk over and go talk to that honey with the fat ass. It was just like,
he was going to go
and
over
and
collapse.
He stands up and he collapses. It was just like, dude, sit down. Sit down.
Long story short, I went to the hospital and married a nurse.
That did happen.
Yeah.
Ulysses was causing so much issues at the hospital. I think they gave him like some pain meds initially, whatever the case may be.
They enjoyed
the security guard told you, yo, shut the fuck up. Or
they
enjoyed him out with your broken leg.
Those nurses were like, hey, yo, listen, let me have your babies quick.
So we got to the hospital at like 8-ish or something to 9, and we were there until like 2 a.m.
Yeah, it was late.
It was very late.
And
fucking super windy. So fucking crazy.
I got
back
and
went to sleep. Oh my god, we were so tired.
Guys. It was entertaining. It was a fun time. Anyway, wait. And that story is fun. And now, in the amusing aftermath of it, because Sherman was like, afterwards we have to hobble around the whole weekend and I have to get used to crutches and everyone feels sorry for me. But some people didn't like that for some reason.
I didn't feel sorry for you.
No, you didn't have to.
I was like, feel all the pain you could possibly
feel.
These
homes feel sorry for me.
Wow. Like, we're gunning for some pretty sex.
I am still gunning for it. Listen.
Have you had none yet? You have been successful for the first
I have not yet.
No. How long
came
has
close?
Gone for?
6 weeks. I've got some time.
Tick, tick.
Yeah. No, I was almost successful yesterday, and
and Johnny's.
Yes. I very nearly picked up a bin raccoon.
Oh.
But you know that chick. You know that chick Pila was talking to.
No, I wasn't there.
Oh,
I didn't
but,
fun then.
But at some point. And I just saw him do this and I laughed because it was really funny. So at some point, he's vibing with this lady who is like three parts bin raccoon.
What do you mean three parts? She's homeless.
No, she's not homeless. She just looks like...
She looks homeless.
You know, every now and then she scrounges through trash.
So she's not homeless or she looks like she's a
Look,
hippie.
She has a job. She looks like she has a job.
Yeah.
And she has clothes that indicate she has a job. She just also has a face that says life has not been kind to her.
She has a face only your mother can love.
Or like a crackhead?
Okay.
I don't know. One or two. Look, she wasn't...
She's as ugly as the devil's asshole.
Maybe armpit.
Okay.
Or like the elbows.
She looks like she works in the beaver industry. She be fingering them beavers.
Anyway, she seemed like a very nice lady. She seemed like a very nice lady, and I got very drunk, and I have not watched pornography in a long time. So there's a build up.
Hey, I bought you a care package.
So there, there was a level of desperation in it.
There is a build up. But no, what happened was actually I left her alone because she was talking to Pila, and Pila, and like they were making out. And then she kept coming to sit next to me and like holding me and touching me. And then at some point, Pila turned around to get her a drink.
Did she think that you were Pila?
She turned around. Listen, I don't know. She then turned around, like while Pila was getting her drink, she turned around and pulled into me. And then Pila saw this. And he was like, I'm going home.
Oh.
Oh.
He was like, I'm going home.
Wait,
shut it down.
Shut it down.
When you say she pulled into, you also pulled in.
Of course,
yeah.
Of course,
yeah.
You're
a
man.
I'm going to
go.
You're a
just
say
it.
There's
a buildup.
Okay.
So I was like, listen.
I'm asking him.
I'm involved here. I'm involved, like. And then, and then
so you kissed her with her cracky teeth.
She had decent teeth, just cracky skin.
You're in love with cracky.
You are in love with cracky.
No.
You see this dwellum's problematic. Yes.
But it's gonna happen. I got more people to sign my leg. This is also a really good icebreaker.
Oh.
So now you just walk around with Kogi, like, don't you want to ride on my leg?
Oh
nice.
And also because then you don't actually have to talk to someone because they're concentrating on writing, so you can like just
work your magic,
do their creative juice.
Also, like, I don't know, it's like you break the touch barrier, so it's like it's a form of intimacy.
Yeah, and you're like, it's like you go there, Kel, you scribble.
I'm not making any judgments until you're successful with somebody who's not a crackhead.
Listen. You gotta start at the beginning. Actually,
achievable goals.
Yeah. Actually, in Mario, the first things you jump over, it's easy ones. It's doop before you start doop 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 doop.
You did way too much jumping. This got you into this problem in the first place.
Yeah, maybe jump less.
Jump less.
That is a good
keep
idea.
It down.
Anywho, Don Papa, you know what?
Oh,
next week we're doing Diplomatico, which is the rival to this, right?
One more topic that I feel like we have to discuss also, especially because we have a representative from the opposite sex.
Yeah.
I feel like 2020 is the year that like it's the year for toxic women. Like I feel like women are exercising their toxicity this year a lot. Tell you where I got this.
Yeah, I'm gonna say give me
so
more.
Another show where Ogul is letting the dog drink wine.
Oh yes.
That show is hilarious. It's called Love is Blind. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Definitely watch it. Brilliant for the show. Basic premise of the show is you get a whole bunch of people.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They never get to. They never get to meet. They like talk to each other, but you never get to see each other. And you have to decide in like a couple of days if you want to propose.
Oh wow.
So like from the start of the show to the end of the show is like 3 weeks. And you start off in these pods and like people sit there and they like say, oh my god, you know, I love my parents. So do I, let's get married.
Oh.
And like it's wild. So this first lady did the most amazing thing. She got dribbled and so then decided to dribble this guy. It was beautiful. So there was some dude who... So this dude, Mark, she liked him from the beginning. Mm. But then there was some other dude who was also in the mix, and he was dribbling mad chicks at once.
So wait, it's not like one and one. You get to choose your...
So yeah, like you have like little parts, and then throughout the course of a day, like 10 days, however long, you sort of just have rotating conversations.
Oh. Like speed dating.
Yeah, like
blind
speed dating, but like only there's no speed. You can sit there for like 2 hours or however long, like whatever the vibe is. So there was this dude, Mark, that she really liked. At least that's what she said. Then there was this other dude who's dribbling all the hoes. So after the dates, the people from the different genders go and they meet up in
all
like
the little.
He really was. They were all dizzy. Like, cause they meet up in their little like common rooms, and all these hoes are like, "Yo, I really like that guy." It's like, even me. So this dude Mark, he goes to the common room, and he's like, this guy likes my chick. This guy discovers that this chick likes Mark. So it's like, so then the next day Mark goes, he's like, "Yo baby girl, I really love you. You're so the one. You know, if I proposed to you, what would you say?" She's like, "Oh, just, you know, I think I'd even say yeah."
Does Linko play in the background? Must
fam.
No. Sunday. It's time. Sunday.
So now the other dude, this dude who's dribbling all the bit, like, he hears about this, so he goes in after now she's just said, "I'm sondeling." he gets in there, he's like, Kanti, I hear you're there, I hear you're marrying this dude. Oh, girl says, "Nope." "No, I'm not, I promise."
Oh.
"Actually, nah. I'm not."
"No."
"I'm
not." She's so like, Mark proposed.
Mark was like, "I'm gonna propose."
And another nigga who's dribbling all those.
So now he hears about this. He's
Mark was like, "Wait, wait,
see, this is what you're doing."
Mark was like, "I'm gonna propose, but wait, give me a day. I'll be back."
So she's like, "No, actually, my guy, listen, nah, it's not like that. I like you." He's like, "Oh, you sure?" She's like, "All right." Mark comes back in after. She's like, "Hey, yo, Mark, listen, I'm done with you. Can't do it." So she hits him with the Stina.
Ruthless record.
Ruthless, fam. But now, here's the fun part. She goes back to the guy. She's like, I'm down with Mark. I'm here for you, my babe. My queen. My king. I'm here for you. This guy's like, nah, it's fine. Chose the other girl.
Lips.
So now,
what's the name of the other guy? Because that guy
What's his name? Bonnet. Something like that. So it's like, nah, actually, I'm going with the other chick. She's like, I'm like, but I mean, what? So now I'm dying of chuckles. Now this chick turns around and goes back to Mark. She says, Mark, you see what happened. Mark, let me explain something. And so now the whole show is like, because then he proposes, then she says, yes, Mark
to
takes
it. Mark,
back.
Mark
took her back. Mark took a bath, he proposes, she says yes.
After the initial sort of
fam.
Mark deserves to be troubled.
Fam. Mm-hmm. And now we just watch, now the rest of the show is just like, cause like after the pods, they go on like honeymoon, and then they go live together, and then they meet the parents and then they get married.
Not even a dinner, not even like a, this child, no?
My God.
Yes.
You go from honeymoon to
before marriage.
This is the thing, so they go on honeymoon, Mark keeps wanting to shambok. She's like, nah.
She's like, honeymoon!
She's like, nah.
I'm sorry, already
sleep in the bed.
The fact you took the flight, you took the flight, consent.
No.
Jokes.
So she didn't want to give him the cooch, the cake.
She didn't want to give him the. She don't want to.
She want to give us free,
fam.
No, but why? Did she give a reason?
No, she says. All of a sudden, she say, "It's not what I expected. I don't know. It just feels different. It's some kind of wishy-washy ass excuse that no one."
So she didn't like his look.
No, she didn't like him. Why is she choosing? Because she likes attention. Because she's toxic. She likes attention.
The one that you sent me where the chick is having a conversation with the dude. Dude's in bed. She's in the room. She's not even looking at him. Your dick is trash.
Oh, that was another one that happened.
Bro, we should gonna broadcast on live TV that you got that trash fight.
My god, this is what I mean, but fam, because that's another couple, and they're having like these crazy fights that start nowhere. That literally start at, oh, I looked at my phone. Oh yeah, and your dick is trash.
Oh,
hey, man, what did you?
I have to fight you. Now it's a physical altercation. Because the whole world is seeing this shit.
She couldn't
and
even
everyone fight. Has a Netflix subscription. Or knows someone who does. Everyone is a guest. Everyone is a guest.
She ruined his life. At
that in one fell swoop.
Tell me who doesn't have a guest profile.
How trash is your dick that your girl who's complaining about it can't even be in the same room with you?
Fam.
She's fighting with you. She's in the bathroom. She's fighting with you.
She's standing with the cameraman.
Can't even see each other.
I was watching the episode.
The cameraman is even getting the artisanal shot, though. Where you're both in frame, but you're not in the same room.
Exactly. Exactly.
I was watching with Nash and someone just said, I was like, ah.
Did you see how shocked man was? Shocked into a shock.
Yo, listen,
distraught.
That's just
my
that's
queen.
Uncalled for.
My queen, let's
talk to
you. You know
yeah,
what?
It is.
Rather tell me you hate me and leave than tell me my dick is trash.
My guy, there are so many different ways to like throw something at me.
Oh.
Throw the toaster. It's fine.
Burn the blankets.
Yeah.
Burn the duvet. Set something on fire.
Make my dog depressed. Fuck it.
Listen, Bobby, you gotta take one for the team.
Bobby's gonna take it.
But, and so it just like made me start thinking. And I'm thinking about like all these different like scenarios that I've been in, that people I know have been in. And I'm like, and it's always like, okay, yes, I want to start here. Men are trash. We are toxic. It's true. But like, what always happens in that situation is bitch will be like, no, you know, it was always him, blah, blah, blah. He was such a blah, 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 blah. But then you start like analyzing behavior and you're like, that's dodgy behavior that you're doing. That doesn't seem like you're the paragon of like health.
So you have an OnlyFans page.
Like, what?
Like, that seems legit.
You have an OnlyFans page and you're mad that he's mad about it.
What? You have an AKA that only comes up on a Pornhub site. Like this is strange.
Okay.
Mm.
Why are you on Girlfriend's Revenge?
Oh, yes, because then I was talking to the mayor. Actually, now the mayor's going to know I was talking about the mayor. But anyway, no one else needs to know that who the mayor is.
Whoever listens to Bogus knows who the mayor is.
Oh, don't worry. As we get more international listeners, they don't need to know who the mayor is. But like, and he was complaining about his girl. And he was like, and some of the stuff he was describing, I was like, that sounds a lot like Voldemort.
His current girl.
Mm. I was like,
she who must not be named.
I was like, yo, she. Oh, this is what toxicity looks like.
They joke about male narcissism. Dude, the most narcissistic cruise women are narcissistic as fuck.
Cruise women?
No. Just
As
a group.
Oh, crew.
Yeah, as a crew. Yeah. Well, cruise women as well, probably. Like,
I mean,
you had a cruise event.
Cruise and find out.
You had a cruise event with a miniskirt, you're narcissistic.
Yo.
I blame selfies.
Selfies?
People are so infatuated with themselves. If you have like 1,000 photos of your face, it's like there's a link between like modern day like mobile phones, smartphones, and narcissism. Like we were so self-indulged and we're posting so much stuff about ourselves and it's me, blah, blah, blah. And we're all posting the same content, but like our content is the best.
Like
breeds narcissism. Mm.
Can we be honest, we live in such a weird space and things are changing so quickly, and especially like what you're talking about. Is it becoming less possible to have a long-term healthy relationship? Or is it becoming more difficult to have a healthy long-term relationship without coming out at the end of it and just hating each other?
Not necessarily. Like, your values are your values. So, if you don't... never use the word you're trying to define in definition. If you don't highly rate values in your life, then you're gonna be even easily influenced and swayed. But if you have a strong value system, you can be like, I'm not doing that, or I'm not following the trend, or I'm not X, Y, and Z. Yeah.
No, absolutely true. And I don't think many people have a lot of
values. I also blame men. But it relates to what you're saying.
No, yes, I blame men too. Because overly woke white women, if you post a picture on Instagram of that book, 8,000 likes. I post the same book. It's my niggas and my mom who's liking that book. I get 5 likes for that book.
Because you don't have the yams in the picture.
I have done that. Like, I've been like scrolling through my thing and like, the chicks I follow for yams got like, she's wearing a polo neck and she's just like trying to talk about her day. I'm like, what?
No. 1,000 likes.
No, like skip. Why are you wearing clothes? I'm not here for this. Like, yes.
But you have clothes.
But then when she has the inspirational quote with the cheeks up, yes, then it's like double tap.
I also think to myself, if it wasn't for Instagram or wasn't for these platforms that promote that and people start earning money from it, Snapchat and the likes, what would these thousands of people be doing with their lives?
As Dr. Miami would be so much poorer.
He would be.
Dr. Miami has a stadium.
What would Mumsy be doing with her life? If there was no such thing as Instagram.
But before, like, these sharing, like, peer-to-peer applications, there was YouTube. So everyone was, like, posting Vines and all that shit on YouTube. So we'd be doing YouTube. Like, we'd be doing a lot more video streaming on YouTube. Okay. But, like, what Instagram and TikTok and what was once Vine and Snapchat, our attention span is reducing steadily. And it allows us short bursts of dopamine. Just short rewards. This, like, oh, big booty bitch. And then I'm already loading the next big booty bitch. I'm not even like...
Yeah, this, like... 5 years ago, a hip-hop interlude on an album was 2.5 minutes. Right now, a whole hip-hop song is 2.5 minutes.
Facts only. These are facts of life.
Because it streams. It's clicks.
Yeah, but like, just to get back on point, we were talking about 2020 being the year of toxic women. I mean, we've already established men ain't shit and men are toxic. But at least we can own that. Like, I think women need to just come into...
I'm toxic. We've had this for so many years that we're forced to own it because it's indisputable that we're toxic. I think women are only recently having that ability or that freedom or that social acceptance of being toxic. So it's going to take them some time for them to own up to it, like how we've had to own up to it.
Yeah, but I blame social media for narcissism.
So, that's... like, my thing, side note, is that these... big booty woman.
Big booty hoes!
These ladies were doing God's work.
God's work. They've been around before even Facebook. Pre-YouTube, pre-Vine, They've been there. They've been there.
God bless Sarah Batman.
Yeah, they've been there.
Big booty
in numbers, there were a lot of them. What were they doing before we were now able to monetize
They were the background girls in the games music videos.
They were music videos.
Melissa Ford.
All of them.
Vida Guerrero.
Yeah, I remember her. That was back in the day.
All those chicks who would like go to university to find husbands.
Oh, they're the wives. They're okay. Find my lifestyle woman.
Yeah, like
we're also skating very nice.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Like, you're overly woke white woman. Rain that shit.
I'm
just watching us drown. So a certain number. We're saying a certain number. Certain number did. Playboy, for example. Certain number did Video Vixen videos. Certain number did whatever. But there must be a large percentage of them who didn't do any of that, who didn't get the opportunity to do it, and there was no Instagram to get your 5,000 likes or whatever and monetize your situation. What were you doing with your life?
But it was a different mindset back then. Because social media's made people... Exactly. Want that.
So what was those people... No, we always wanted that.
No, a lot of people do want that.
They were discovering x-rays.
But I'm saying, what are these people doing in the daily? What was... Because they... A lot of them, not the smartest people.
They were discovering x-rays and figuring out the mathematics to send man in space. Okay?
That's what they were doing.
There's three of them. Okay.
Those were our strong black queens.
Exactly. Exactly.
Shout out to those queens.
Yes.
Hidden Figures.
Hidden Figures, yeah.
So Mercury is white, but yes.
No, that's fine. She did.
Are we claiming her too?
You know, suffrage was their own thing. She had her own struggles. She couldn't vote and shit. So, you know, she came through a struggle.
No, we'll claim her.
Okay.
Yeah. First woman to ever be
She killed herself for the x-rays, so it's fine.
She did things anyway.
I'm just saying, I wasn't even going that far back. I was like, in 1995. And only because, okay, I only met one of these, so it's probably not great to make it a sweeping statement. But people went to, when I say in 1995, obviously it wasn't me. But I was talking to my neighbor, and she's very Afrikaans. She was like, she went to university to find a husband.
Is that a real thing?
Like, I don't know about it, but Afrikaans chicks used to go to university because that's where you find husbands.
So are you telling
me? Men are at universities, you live on a farm.
So which university
are you telling Cornelius me? Are you telling me BA stands for big ass?
So which university did Amor Vittori go to find you?
Yeah, right.
Guys, can we hit this part?
Yeah, no, yeah. Okay, this is the alcohol review part of our part of our
once more into the fray, into the last good fight we'll ever know.
This is usually the part where I tell us to fuck off.
Oh man, Don Baba, you got some problems here. Anyway, you know what? With the water, I can only do a little bit of water, like half and half. Otherwise, it's way too sweet for me. So because of that, because I'm a, you know me, whiskey drinker, I like my straight whiskeys. I don't do sweet things. I don't even like chocolate. So if you like, most of you won't be like me, but if you like more sour or tasteful drinks.
We're going to send you to a doggy therapy.
Tasteful drinks.
Would you add something to that to break the sweetness?
Absolutely.
Like a lemon zest or something?
I would do like a citrus, not too much a sweet citrus, and I would do a citrus and a sparkling, so I'd mix it similar to how I'd mix a bourbon, and it'd go down quite nicely. But just like how it is now, it's like straight up, it's way too much. Like I can drink a bourbon straight up and I'll be happy, but this is so sweet.
I don't drink, and I tasted that, and I don't think it's as sweet as you're making it out to be. It is sweet,
so
but it's not
enjoying the extract from the anal gland.
You made a really inappropriate joke. I was gonna play with the bestiality, but I thought it's too much.
No, we've been in that already.
I mean,
we've gone
through
it. Who doesn't like Bevo?
That is a nasty dad joke.
It is. Anyway.
Like a dad stuff hanging around my friend.
Don Papa, by itself, it's going to catch a 6 out of 10. Even though it's a great rum. It's a really good rum. As dark rums goes, it's one of the best dark rums.
So I had a sip of this Don Papa, but like not tonight, but 2-3 days ago when I was with yours. And I'll give it an 8. It's really nice.
It's delicious.
We've had a dark rum on here before called Whistlers.
I wasn't partaking at that time.
I will rate Whistlers the same as us, even though Whistlers is half the price. Because it's spicier and not as sweet. No, because you like sweet things. I don't like sweet things. I'm talking about my taste here. If I could mix this with some citrus, maybe some sort of water or something to cut it a little bit, I'd give it a 7 or 8 out of 10 as a cocktail.
What are you
but by itself, it's going to be a 6 out of 10. I give Worcesters a 7 out of 10 if I remember.
It's the only rum I've ever tasted in my life, so I have nothing
to but like, in terms of
I
taste,
would drink, honestly, I would drink that, and I would drink it clean on ice. I like it. I would give it a strong 7, I think, would be safe. I quite like it. The oak aftertaste.
So we've got a 6, 7, 8.
Through nicely. Mm.
No man, don't give a damn.
I really like it. It's sweet, but it's not like cloying. It's not. I don't feel like, of the sweet things we've drank, it's not like that high up there. There was something else we had once that was like, but anyway, I like the taste. think it goes well. Neat. I think you can mix it really well. Probably. Yeah. But even neat, like, I mean, it's sort of slowly replacing my wife as my sort of like go-to drink.
The when pose. I'm just out.
Oh. When I'm just out in the streets.
How have you been rated?
So I'm gonna give it. I think I might even give it an 8.5.
Also, next week we're reviewing the competitor to this, which is Diplomático, and I've had Diplomático before, and I prefer Diplomático. Mm. It's not as sweet as this, but it's still good.
Well, there goes the suspense.
Sorry, you'll catch the suspense from whoever.
Anyway, this has been fun. We've gone from beaver anuses.
Oh, random.
To which school of Morphet are you
To why only depressed dogs just love white people? Or white people just be choosing the most depressed dogs?
Basically.
Now we know why Charlie Brown and Snoopy. You know Snoopy is a depressed motherfucker.
Makes sense now.
And Christopher Robin at EO, no?
Fail, yeah.
Fail. Eeyore was getting his ass ate for the contract.
As you can tell, we missed you.
We're back.
We are definitely back with the flavor. Oh, like,
have a good Monday. Happy Monday.
We have not skipped a beat.
Yeah, no, it's...
Welcome to... What we're gonna... it's gonna be March.
We're here for your pleasure.
We are indeed. We're here for Eeyore's pleasure.
Anyway. So, if you're lacking melanin, watch that Corona. If you aren't, go travel, fam. You're safe. you're cool.
I know. I fuck off.